When I was a kid, I took a botany course in high school. I didn't grow up on a farm or anything, and I liked botany, and I liked studying plants, and I thought, well, plants may get sick, and maybe this would be a lucrative and interesting career for me. As weird as it seems, that's how I got here. What I enjoy most about this work is interacting with students. When I was a student, I had a really good couple of people who inspired me and reinforced in me that this was the right career path. It was exciting, and if not for them, I think I would have gone somewhere else. Greg Tilke from Iowa State University, Charles Mims from the University of Georgia, Dennis McGee, Ronga Titus, these guys that helped me to realize why this discipline was so important at an early stage. Well, you know, plant pathologists are not as many as they might seem here at this conference. And so, and in particular, a lot of departments that are being merged with other departments. When you come back together with plant pathologists from all across the nation, you reinforce that what you're doing is important. You share ideas specifically with plant pathologists. And there's a sort of camaraderie in having to be a plant pathologist in a world where, crop scientists or plant scientists are taking over. And so it reinforces what you're doing. You share information, and you walk away with new ideas, feeling invigorated about what you're doing. What I want to emphasize is that plant APS is a very important, and as times change, as funding becomes harder for researchers, as students become attracted into different areas, APS has an ever-increasing role in bringing to the forefront of the public at large what it is that we do, and to politicians in particular, so they continue to fund research in areas that we're working in, because it's very relevant and very important. And without APS as our voice, we wouldn't have one.